Wednesday, January 14th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram as he debunks the myth about whether or not creating a video inside a different app and posting it to Instagram has any negative effect on reach. We'll also discuss Apple's new Creator Studio, which is a collection of apps for creating content that they are now bundling together in a competition directly aimed at Adobe's Creative Cloud. It's cheaper, it's a good alternative that's worth considering if you've been paying Adobe for some time. We'll also hear from the YouTube team with what they've been working on, including an update that now allows parents to limit the amount of time that children spend scrolling shorts. If you've ever wanted to limit the time you spend on TikTok or Reels, you might be interested in this feature and adding it for yourself, even if you're not a child. All of that, plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Apple news. I typically don't cover Apple on this show, but I think it's good to consider alternatives to the software that we all need to use in order to create content. If you've been using Adobe Creative Cloud for some time, you've noticed that it's slowly gotten more expensive. It was a few years ago that Adobe switched from the one-time purchase model to the subscription model, something I am still personally angry about. Apple announced today Creator Studio, a new software suite that bundles the popular creative apps into an all-in-one subscription service. It will include access to Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, Pixelmator Pro, Motion, Compressor, and Main Stage. Apple's Creator Studio will launch with a one-month free trial and costs $12.99 per month or $129 per year. This is available for both Mac and iPad. Now, in comparison to Adobe, Apple's monthly fee is $12.99 for Apple Creator Studio. That compares to Adobe's $69.99 per month for Creative Cloud Pro. Even if you are only subscribed to one Adobe program, for instance, Photoshop or Premiere, you're still paying $22.99 per month for that one app. So to be able to get all of these Apple apps for $12.99 per month, by contrast, is way cheaper and shows Adobe they need to step up their game and either offer a lot more or reduce their pricing. Now, if you're a person who is interested in paying for software just one time, like I am, Apple still offers that as an option for each one of those apps that I mentioned. So I think that's a good alternative as well if you're tired of paying for Adobe. If you want to know more, the link is in the show notes. Moving on, the head of Instagram made a video explaining exactly how Instagram looks at reach for videos created in other apps and then uploaded to Instagram. You might have heard rumors going around that you have to create it inside Instagram or you have to create it inside the Edits app. Those rumors are false. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
There's a rumor that if you edit a video on another app and then you upload it to Instagram, we're going to demote your reach. That is not true. You can edit on whatever app you want and upload to Instagram and not worry about having your reach limited in any way. The only exception is a word mark. So make sure that when you do upload that video, it doesn't have a word mark on top of it and you're good to go. Hopefully this clears it up.
One thing I just want to point out is he said in that video, word mark, if there's a word mark on the video. I think we used to call that a watermark, and I still would refer to it as a watermark. If you see the TikTok logo on the video or even the Instagram Reels logo on the video that you're posting to another platform, that's what you really want to avoid. So make sure when you download the app from the platform or use a third-party tool to do it, it's not adding any logo or branding on top. That's really what we're trying to stay away from here. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into some YouTube news, including a new parentals control feature to allow you to limit the time your child spends on shorts, plus more. Stick around. Using public Wi-Fi can be risky. I use NordVPN to make sure my data is protected and private online, especially when using Wi-Fi at an airport, coffee shop, or at a hotel. To ensure my data doesn't get exposed, I use NordVPN. They have world-class privacy and data protection features without slowing you down. It's also great to be able to avoid location-based price discrimination when booking flights, hotels, and more. To get the best deal on NordVPN, go to nordvpn.com/ignews. You'll get 4 extra months free when you choose the 2-year plan. There's also zero risk thanks to Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link to sign up with all the discounts is in the show notes. Ensure your data privacy with NordVPN. Welcome back. Let's get into the YouTube news. The team at YouTube has been working on a bunch of new things, and one of them that I think is very compelling is the ability to now promote your YouTube video as an ad without needing to learn Google Ads. If this is interesting to you, you're going to like this segment from Lauren.
Happy New Year, Insiders. Hope everyone had a safe and relaxing holiday break. If you're new here, welcome. I'm Lauren, a program manager working on the YouTube product team. My goal is to bring you weekly updates directly from the engineers, designers, and product managers building our latest features. On Creator Insider, we aim to bridge the gap between our power users, the creator community, and the teams behind the scenes. I'm here to ensure your feedback, whether it's a critique or a celebration, is read by our teams so we can continue to iterate and improve. We welcome your constructive insights on where we can do better, as well as your thoughts on the products and features you're most excited about. We have a short newsflash for you this week, so let's get into it. We're launching a new feature for YouTube Promote that allows creators to target viewers based on specific interests like gamers, beauty enthusiasts, or travel buffs. As a reminder, YouTube Promote is a great way for you to grow your channel or business through advertising without having to learn to navigate Google Ads. Use of Promote is completely optional and complimentary to organic search and discovery, but it's worth noting that subscribers and views gained from Promote do not count towards eligibility for the YouTube Partner Program. Currently, you can target your promotions to certain demographics, countries, and languages. With this launch, creators will now have more control over the audience their promotions are shown to and can find relevant audiences as Promote targets viewers who are more likely to be interested in their content. Interest categories are based on aggregated, anonymized signals from viewer activity across Google and YouTube. For example, if someone frequently watches videos about cooking and searches for recipes, they may be included in the food and dining interest category. Currently, interest targeting is only available when setting up a promotion on desktop, but the team is hoping to bring this feature to mobile in the near future. We'll share updates as we have them. Next, we're bringing a new feature, Ingredients to Video, to Shorts and the YouTube Create app. We know many of you have been looking forward to more powerful ways to visualize your ideas and turn static images into dynamic stories. Ingredients to Video allows you to transform text prompts and reference images into 8-second video clips using our latest VO Gen AI models. For example, you can upload a photo of yourself, an object, and a background, and see it come to life in one cohesive video. Our goal is to gather feedback and understand how using image references helps you better control the style and content of your AI-generated videos. Let us know what you think. Now, since this is the first newsflash of the year, I'd love to hear what you'd like to see more of in 2026. This could be a standing update in the newsflash or a new series. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
Overall, I love those clips from Lauren and the rest of the YouTube Creator Insider team, but Lauren just speaks a little bit too slowly for this show, in my opinion. So I've been speeding her up to 1.3x. If that is too fast, or you think Lauren should be even faster on this show, send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media and I will adjust accordingly. All right, let's move on to the last piece of YouTube news, which comes from the YouTube official blog. Parents can now help teens to be more intentional about how they watch with a control to set the amount of time spent scrolling shorts. And soon, parents will see the option to set the timer to zero. They explain that this is an industry-first feature that puts parents firmly in control of the amount of short-form content their kids watch. I love this idea. I think that other social media platforms should include it as well. Of course, there are tools to help you track your watch time on each platform. Instagram has that, TikTok has that, and you can set limits where you will get reminders when you reach a certain time, but nothing in terms of what parents can set for children or that even people could set for themselves. I've seen third-party solutions for this problem. I've seen apps that require you to do a certain number of push-ups before you can access a certain app on your phone, which I think is a hilarious idea and something that definitely should be used accordingly. But nice to see this coming directly from the YouTube team and looking forward to seeing how parents use that for their kids and eventually where we can all get this for ourselves. That is going to do it for today's news. If you would like to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered, sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave, without a break or a pit stop, still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab, if you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I want to tell a story, but it is a very long story. This is going to have to be two parts. I'm going to say this right off the bat. Recently, my wife and I had our 20th anniversary, and I wanted to not only get her a special gift, which I did, but also plan some events for her, make some things happen so she knows not only how much I appreciate her, but how much I appreciate our marriage. Having said that, those events and things also need to entertain me, because in case you are not familiar from listening to this show, I also need to be mentally entertained, otherwise I will just lose interest. So I wanted to make my wife feel really special and feel really important, and I wanted to do a combination of things in order to accomplish that. I was trying to brainstorm ideas, I was asking her friends for suggestions, obviously I made a list of things that she likes and I was trying to build off that, and then I came across a YouTube video of a woman who told a story about something that she heard a husband did to show his wife how much he appreciated her and what he did in order to accomplish that. And she told the story. I took that idea and I ran with it. And I'm going to tell you the story of what that woman said in the video, and then also what I did to accomplish this. In the video, the woman started off by saying, if he wanted to, he would. Meaning that if your husband or boyfriend wanted to make the effort to do something special, he is quite capable of it. And I thought right off the bat, she's right, 100%. Then she proceeded to tell the story of a husband who set up a special anniversary dinner for his wife. They went out to the restaurant, and instead of having a conversation between the two of them, at the table next to them, there was a scandalous fight happening. And it turns out that the husband had hired actors to sit at the table next to them. And I thought, I can do this. I can make this happen. My wife had mentioned that she wanted to go see a Broadway play because one of the actors that she really likes was going to be in the Broadway play. And I thought, perfect. Broadway is a place where there are actors who you could hire, and you could probably arrange a reservation for them to sit right next to you, just like the woman mentioned the husband did in the video. So I found a local acting school and I reached out to the main person who runs the school, explained what I wanted, and she connected me with two actresses who are going to sit at the table next to us and tell dating stories. And this idea worked out so well. As soon as we sat down at the table next to them, again, my wife has no idea, the one lady says to the other lady, "So what's been going on lately?" And the other one says, "Oh, I have so many stories to tell you." And as soon as she said that, my wife started kicking me under the table. So I knew that this idea was going to work out. This idea worked so well, and I'm running out of time here. I think this will probably go on for 10 minutes. My wife and her friends have a podcast, and they ended up talking about my wife overhearing this conversation in about a 8 or 10 minute segment of their podcast, which made the gift even better for me, not for her, because my wife didn't know that it was all a setup. But I will link to this episode if you are like, "Hey, Daniel, I want to know more about this story." But again, my wife is telling it from the perspective of having no idea that I hired actresses. You're really going to like this. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. If for some reason you can't access the show notes, send me a DM and I'll send you the link directly. Okay, that is it for today's episode. I'm going to tell more of this story. I'm going to give more part two next time because eventually I did have to tell my wife that I hired actresses. So maybe on the next Wednesday waffle. I think I'm amusing myself again more than... Anyway, thank you for listening. As always, come back next time for more social media news.